December 12, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Personality, that they may be one, even as we are one. John 17:22. Personality is that particular, incalculable thing that is meant when we speak of ourselves as distinct from everyone else. Our personality is always too big for us to grasp. An island in the sea may be but the top of a great mountain. Personality is like an island. We know nothing about the great depths underneath. Consequently, we cannot estimate ourselves. We begin by thinking that we can, but we come to realize that there is only one being who understands us, and that is our Creator. Personality is the characteristic of the spiritual man as individuality is the characteristic of the natural man. Our Lord can never be defined in terms of individuality and independence, but only in terms of personality. I and my Father are one. Personality merges, and you only reach your real identity when you are merged with another person. When love or the Spirit of God strikes a man, he is transformed. He no longer insists upon his separate individuality. Our Lord never spoke in terms of individuality, of a man's elbows or his isolated position, but in terms of personality, that they may be one, even as we are one, he said. If you give up your right to yourself, to God, the real true nature of your personality answers to God straight away, immediately. Jesus Christ emancipates the personality, and the individuality is transfigured. The transfiguring element is love, personal devotion to Jesus. Love is the outpouring of one personality in fellowship with another personality. That's the end of Oswald's text. Oswald is clearly showing the parallel between intimacy with God and intimacy with another human being. He's clearly expressing what we all know to be true, having been through a love affair, that when we are smitten by love, our desire to do for another rises strongly and powerfully within us. And that expression of other giving and other centeredness is what enables two personalities to connect. When we reach the point of submission and other-centeredness in a love affair, our modus operandi changes. How we do and think and feel and express ourselves changes for the sake of the other. The same is true with our relationship with God. Unless and until we see our relationship with God as a pure, unadulterated, emotionally connected and other-centered relationship where we want to do what pleases him because of our affection for him, we will see no such thing as intimacy with our lives. So as you continue your journey in your Christian walk to know intimacy with God and to know the heart of the Father, bear in mind that unless and until your relationship with God is as strong and powerful as your most powerful human relationship, that you have more distance to go to come to the place where God wants you to be. Also, remember that the Scripture is clear. Things on earth are simply a shadow of things in heaven. And if our intimacy with God begins to rival intimacy with another human being, God will take us beyond that point until the human relationship will pale into insignificance as compared to the intimacies we will experience and have expressed through us in a wonderful, glorious, honeymoon-like relationship with our Lord.